Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, imagine an agitated person who forms a career railing against doctors after learning of a surgeon who committed gross malpractice. This non-medically trained agitator uses questionable means to eventually become a hospital administrator to implement her radical policy of slashing budgets for medical care and personnel. And to appease her, everybody in the hospital must follow her rage and ideology rather than proven medical science. Who would go to that hospital? And yet, this is the principle that U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat, Minnesota, seeks to inflict upon the law enforcement community. This principle is in play in the wake of a recent ruling by the Minnesota Supreme Court. When voters head to the polls, they will decide whether to eliminate the Minneapolis charter requirement of police department and replace it with a public safety department that employs a public health approach. And as Omar weighs in on this topic, she brings to the table her considerable inexperience to the world of law enforcement. Once again, weaponizing the power provided her by Minneapolis voters and a sycophantic media, she accelerates as the bus careens off the cliffs. While she's firmly protected by the shields of others, Omar seems to enjoy a perverse pleasure in tarnishing precinct shields across her district and beyond. And why the people of Minnesota's 5th District elected this woman remains a mystery. But the majority of citizens in her district evidently approve of her rhetoric, behavior, and agenda. And yet, despite her problematic rise to power and anti-Semitic controversies, the media and a woke-obsessed culture allow Ilhan Omar free to spew hateful ideology with little pushback or consequence at all, ever. And in the face of those rare challenges to her statements and policies, all she has to do is cry racism. And the pre-printed passes afforded to her flow quickly. And she continues. Not restrained at all, totally unconstrained. Rule of law serves as the anchor to a civilized society. And police officers function as the linchpin for the peace. They are entrusted with great authority. They possess the ability and sometimes the mandate to wield lethal force. And sometimes they get it wrong, and sometimes they are wrong. But I'll tell you something that hasn't happened yet. Since the days of Cain and Abel, we as a species are not evolving in our character. We are stagnant currently. We haven't really moved that much. We have iPhones, we have iPads, we have Netflix and DoorDash and all this other stuff that we can do on with phones, but we're not evolving. The 7 deadly sins continue to plague human beings as they have for eons. The only change is our efficiency in exercising the darker parts of our souls. and thus the need for checks and balances. And regretfully, law enforcement officers themselves remain subject to the same vices that afflict the human condition, because they are human. So they're not beyond it. They're not above it. They're not, you know, no way to get past it. And recently, FBI hearings revealing the unchecked abuse of young girls in gymnastics demonstrate that even the highest law enforcement in the land get it wrong. And when they do, regular, normal people suffer. And I wonder why Omar has chosen not to call for the defunding of the FBI on behalf of the lives of so many young girls who will live with the lifetime of trauma. But local law enforcement is always an easy target. Maligning a profession based upon the actions of a few is a low-hanging fruit to those striding the halls of power. And contrary to what we hope, division still serves as the currency of politics. If you split a people, you could emerge as a savior for one side who, with the aid of their generous donations, allow you to fight against this enemy that you created. You helped fabricate the enemy. It's a great racket that has made multimillionaires out of marginal people for decades. Sadly, this media barrage slamming a fearful population often overpowers common sense and critical thinking. A lot of ignorance is still out there, and it is our greatest liability. It is not like the education system regularly promotes love of the country, respect for the rule of law, or even shows some esteem for the founding principles of the Constitution. Now, I would have expected with Ilhan Omar, because she fled poverty and corruption and lawlessness of Somalia, and she seems intent on remaking what she left, that chaotic area. Department of State's Overseas Security Advisor Council maintains dire warnings about Ilhan Omar's native country. And as violent crimes and murders hit record numbers in her district in Minneapolis, she seems eager to lend her roots of lawlessness and division to the ongoing decline of one of America's great cities. This is where my network is. This is where my producer is sitting right now, Minneapolis. And applying her policies to the current challenges in her home country might prove enlightening to all. But until such an exercise is attempted, she is content to inflict her ideas on the state of Minnesota and America at large. And the country she represents, and Congress took an unfavorable view of her birth country. Categorized at level 4, the State Department indicates travelers should not travel to the country due to crime, terrorism, civil unrest, health issues, kidnapping, and piracy. Eerily, this sounds a lot like her own district. Unless voters in Minneapolis wish to find their city and homes receiving warnings like the State Department's against Omar's home country, they might want to reconsider whom they entrust with power. One of the things I hear about happening in these various areas, these various subdivisions in parts of Minnesota, in her district, is bands of Somalis, because there's a lot of Somalis there, will ride into a subdivision where some housewife will be taking out garbage. Doesn't matter if she's black, white, whatever. And they'll, as they're driving by, they'll be like, "Hey, we're going to come and take your house, and we're going to enslave you. We're going to take you from your husband." And they'll be going up and down the street. They'll be, you know, passing cars. They'll be, you know, whatever this Somalian high five is they'll be doing as they pass each other. But this is going on right now. Imagine you taking your garbage out, and a band of military-aged men rolls up on you and goes, "Hey, we're going to take your house and turn you into a sex slave." Females, imagine that. And for your husbands, your boyfriends, your significant, whatever it may be, they get to, they're not immune from this too, because they come in and take the house, and you would think there'd be a little violence perpetrated against them. That's happening today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And she gets away with it. She's doing this with impunity. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. What's going on right now is not nearly as complicated as I once thought it was. We are in the middle of a top-down insurrection. All that it ever needed was a sufficient number of conspirators in key positions to network with each other. And the numbers needed were large, and that's why it took so many years to take hold. Once that threshold was reached, circa 2015-2016, the treachery began in full swing. They were delayed by one mistake, a really big one, in 2016. They underestimated the amount of electoral fraud that was needed to put Hillary Clinton in the White House, and that set them back 4 years. But by 2020, the insurrectionists understood their error and did not repeat it again. And this time the fraud was massive. It was too large to hide, but on the other hand, there was no longer any need for concealment. Nobody in power was ever going to oppose the reported results, save for President Trump and a very few others, but there was not enough of them to be effective. As of now, there are a few loose ends to be tied up before the takeover is strong enough to make us into another Cuba. Top is secure, but the bottom is a little bit unsteady. And one of those loose ends is that pesky Second Amendment. Or more precisely stated, the people who exercise it. That's you. That's me. It's not that those in power cannot prevail against an armed rebellion of the citizens. They can. Or they think they can. They also know, however, that it would be messy. You know, Spartacus never really stood a chance against the Roman Empire, but he still defeated a legion while trying, and he made a mess of things for quite some time. So people who wield absolute power can never relax for a moment while the possibility of another Spartacus lurks beneath the surface. And the Second Amendment is the loose end that momentarily has introduced uncertainty among the schemers for whom certainty is the ultimate goal. The certainty bequeathed by permanent absolute power. What most discomforts them in authority is that the very purpose of the Second Amendment is to enable the common man to overthrow them when they abuse their power. And abuse it they have and do and are. The fear of this is real. This is why so many of those arrested on January 6, 2021 are being held in solitary confinement. They're being denied access to the lawyers or the press, and they're subjected to cruel punishment. Watching this take place has become like watching this massive hurricane approaching. You can batten down the hatches, you can store up on the food and the water, but nothing can stop the hurricane. And against it, all this talk and blogging and commentary are little more than the sound of a reed in the ever-increasing wind. But there are two hopes out there. First, the parents of public school children are outraged that their children are being indoctrinated by radical leftists and morally undermined by sexual perverts lecturing in the class, in one case by a man with bared buttocks. Will the parents act effectively? If the general public fails to protect its children, there is no hope. The second hope, as is well known, is that those in government tend to be inept. And this is why in communist nations, the great leaps forward have always tended to fall flat on their faces, worsening the economic deprivation that communism inherently inflicts on the millions of subjugated people. And how does that apply here? Well, to paraphrase Barack Obama, never underestimate the ability of Biden to mess things up. You can apply this to progressives in general. Neither of these two hopes is dependably likely to save the Republic. This leaves one last desperate dream, which is the Black Swan event. A Black Swan event is one that is unforeseeable, one which can have catastrophic consequences. And these events, once they occur, when you look back at them, they seem to have been inevitable all along, but only in retrospect. And we've had the Treaty of Versailles was a Black Swan event, because that set up Hitler. That set up the Holocaust. And I'm sure there have been others, too, that, you know, I don't have the time to go into a bunch of details on some of these. But this is the thing that we have to bear in mind. We could be the Black Swan event for the progressives. And while some of what I just told you is in motion, and they're trying to do it right now, they are trying their very level best to do everything I just described. They want to. They think they're going to get to. Still, the problem with fraud, as it is with everything that they do, is that it requires something they can't possibly control and ensure. And the red-pilled America now, there will be other things come to light between now and the 2022 election and the 2024 election. And those things will come to light, and people will say, but we can't do anything about it. Why? What difference does it make if we... Well, it makes a big difference. Because the people doing this to you, do you see what they want to do to you? Do you see how far they want to take it? And we can sit back and say, oh, thanks, the Supreme Court held us down this time. Oh, good, the Senate parliamentarian held them up this time. We can't take that guarantee. If you heard the opening of the show, when I was talking about the passengers of Flight 93, sometimes we have to look at the truth as it is presented to us, and we have to understand that we don't have the luxury of time to sit back and simply say, hey, I'll get to it. Sometimes you just have to go and do it. And we'll see. You know, where this takes us, we're going to see. We are going to see. Let's just say that I'm tightening bolts as we go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you have just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill funding the federal government into December is expected to go up for a vote in the House today. The government runs out of money at the end of the month, which is fueling fears of a shutdown. Democrat Senator John Tester from Montana says we should not have to go through this same song and dance every September.
We go through this dance all the time, and it's a dance that's very, very dangerous. And in the end, Anybody I serve with understands that this could be catastrophic if we don't pass it.
State troopers in Texas are getting a pat on the back from Governor Greg Abbott. He's praising them for erecting a temporary barrier to keep people from crossing the Mexican border. DPS and the Texas National Guard reportedly lined an area near Del Rio with vehicles. USA Radio News. Business leaders are coming together to urge Congress to take action on child care. A new letter calling on lawmakers to increase and sustain investments made in that area. They want providers to receive direct grants in addition to the Child and Dependent Care Tax Credit becoming permanent. Among those who put their names on the letter include leaders of Parks, Hotels, and Resorts, Cargill, Albertsons, and REMAX. Canadian voters give the thumbs up to their current prime minister.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is projected to hold on to power, as multiple outlets are calling for his Liberal Party to win enough seats in Parliament to form a minority government. Trudeau called the snap election 2 years early, hoping to be able to gain a full majority in the legislative body, though polls are trending towards the same legislative balance of power that had been in place for the last 2 years. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Joe Lasorda, the widow of Baseball Hall of Fame manager Tommy Lasorda, died at the age of 91. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. There's one thing you can be sure of, and I mean, we need to file this away and remember this, because this is the way it is. It doesn't matter how outrageous you feel about how outraged you are at this. No one in the garbage elite sucks so much that they will ever have to pay for it. You might get canceled if you inadvertently address some non-binary two-spirit femme-leaning otherkin as a non-binary two-spirit femme-curious otherkin, or if you become unuseful to the leftist machine, you might get hounded into resignation for cavorting with leftist gals who understood exactly the kind of damn men that they were cozying up to. But if you wreck a state, if you let kids get molested or killed, or preside over America's greatest strategic loss and worldwide humiliation in a generation, this is your lucky epoch. You're not going to get punished. You're going to be praised. Praised, I tell you. And that's bad, because civilization, you know, a civilization that lacks accountability for those who presume to be its elite soon lacks civilization. Take Gavin Hairstyle Newsom, for example. He's presided over the Golden State's morph into a super-rating cesspool of hobo dung and crime, at least for the poor's peoples. Those things still aren't allowed in the kind of Trader Joe's demographic neighborhoods inhabited by the sexually frustrated wine moms who make up the voting base that keep sending these dem tools like Newsom to Sacramento. And they won't hold Newsom any more accountable than they do the screaming brats Ashley and Caden in the frozen goods aisle. No, Newsom is unchastened. He'll continue to screw up at what will no doubt is going to be, no doubt, a much increased velocity now that the dumb Californians have decided to give him a pass. And he'll be even worse now that his ego is as swollen as Nicki Minaj's brother's friends. Well, we can't say that. A French laundry toast to never having to say you're sorry. Clink, clink. And then there's that looming doofus James Comey. We all know that he, you know, we know he covered up for his pal Hillary, then tried to undercut Trump, who mistakenly thought that being elected president meant he would actually get to be president. The FBI's reputation was no great shakes before Comey, and before he showed his pinched sissy face on the scene, but when he left the house Hoover built, it was a raging five-alarm fire of failure. Recently, Congress probed the FBI about the scuzzbag Olympic team doctor who was probing the girls of the gymnastics team, which the FBI knew all about, just like they know all about those rampage shooters that are about to happen and all this other stuff. And the Bureau did nothing. It apparently had more pressing business, like framing Trump people for making Democrats mad. Nor could the FBI be bothered to stop a variety of school and other shooters. So when one of these atrocities goes down, you can be sure of two things. The killer's not a Trump-loving Christian NRA member, and the FBI knew about him. Hey, Mr. Comey, how's that Las Vegas investigation going? Oh, I know. I forgot. You're off making buku bucks off your crappy tenure. And then there's Millie, the general who never met a war that he didn't lose or couldn't lose. But, you know, even if he can't destroy the enemy, it doesn't mean there isn't plenty he can destroy. And with his ridiculous brown uniform, army drag from back when we won wars, he's managed to destroy American civil-military relations, destroying America's reputation for being a military power to be feared, and destroy the cohesion of the greatest military in human history. He alternatively claims America's most perilous peril is the weather or whatever white rage is. China? No, they're pals. He didn't resign when he had to close Bagram and pull out our troops before pulling out the civilians. And now he's assuring his real bosses, which apparently are the Chi-Coms, that he'll give them a helpful heads up of the balloons about to go up. A sensible society would reward this buffoon with a short walk off of a short plank. But what will happen to Mark Mattoon Milley? We're already seeing it. He has the highest confidence of the president. He's getting high praise from the blue checks and the pinkos and the rest of his elite pals. Accountability? No. How about accolades? Now, you might wonder how society can function if the people at its heights are not held to account for screwing up. And you might observe that unpunished failure breeds more failure. And that when it becomes clear that no one is getting fired or flogged for fouling things up, you're going to get more fouling up of things. And we have. What's the American institution now that works? Which one is good to go? Is academia good to go? Is Hollywood good to go? Is the media good to go? Name one that's not in the middle of lighting its credibility on fire with normal folks. Just one. Just any, you know, pick one. Now, it's easier in the short term this way, at least for our elite mandarins. They've made a gentleman's agreement not to hold each other responsible for anything, and it's sort of working. problem is it can't go on forever. The collapse will come. It can't not come. Slowly, our institutions will teeter and crumble, and then suddenly they will collapse entirely. And the people who run them will be surprised, but we won't. And when that happens, in the chaos that, you know, what happens in that chaos that's going to follow? Now, for some of us that have a few skills here and there, we're probably going to be okay. But what about these arrogant, elitist jerks whose only skill is preening and preaching to their alleged lessers? What are they going to do? Well, they're going to find out about accountability the hard way. See, the problem for people that don't know what they're doing, like the left, is that all of this divisiveness that they're stirring up is just one. The black swan event for them would be if all of a sudden black America, white America, Latino America, trans America, gay America, if all of America decided to say to each other, let's us unite. Because then that divisive linchpin that they hold, that, you know, to where they can make villains and heroes, when that's gone, that's a problem. How do they get past that? Well, they won't. And when if it goes down the way it looks like it might, those of us with a skill set, people will be coming to us, and we will take them in, and we'll treat them right. We'll treat them like we treat ourselves. Then accountability will be at hand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. This past Saturday was the date for the J6 rally, organized by a political advocacy group called Look Ahead America. It was billed as a rally in support of those who've been charged with nonviolent offenses to protest their disparate treatment at the hands of the Department of Justice and the judiciary. Our event on Saturday, like all of our other events, is 100% peaceful First Amendment exercise. We've had a dozen successful protest events around the country, including two in the District of Columbia, and we've worked on a daily basis with the Capitol Hill Police to ensure this is a safe and successful event. They have a website with a mission statement. Our mission is to register, educate, and enfranchise those disaffected citizens and assure that their voices are not just heard, but he did, and that the American dream becomes their dream again. Well, you can donate, you can volunteer, and you can become active in this organization if you so desire. They're headquartered in Washington, D.C., with a leadership board of experienced individuals who worked in the Trump and other campaigns and in political advocacy, similar in experience to those you might find in other political think tanks and advocacy groups. There's nothing secretive about their events or where they stand on the issues, unlike nebulous groups like Antifa, who organize in the shadows through message boards and behind a black mask. But it was to be the essence of free political speech, a peaceful protest and rally for a political cause. No different than the myriad of other similar events held in Washington, D.C. This would be similar to the Pink-Hatted Women's March featuring James Comey, or George Floyd protest showcasing Mitt Romney. And yet, the media and the Democrats, they painted a far more sinister picture. CNN warned, renewed fears of political violence gripped Capitol Hill ahead of right-wing rally. The Biden administration cautioned. DHS Intelligence Bulletin warns of small number of online threats of violence ahead of Justice for J6 rally. I don't remember seeing similar warnings ahead of any of the many BLM protests last summer. Speaker Nancy Pelosi took the warning seriously, demanding fences and barriers not on America's open southern border, but around her domain. If only they were security conscious regarding stranded Americans in Afghanistan. This was to be the next insurrection. The first insurrection didn't work out quite as severely as they wanted it to be. So we needed a second one. And, that was one when Trump encouraged his supporters to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. So they wandered from the Trump speech to the U.S. Capitol, where police officers felt so threatened, they posed for selfies and appeared to open gates for protesters during the madness of the Capitol building insurrection. And despite the claims by Democrats, the media, and a handful of useless Republican idiots, including a former Republican president, that January 6th was on par with 9/11, the only fatality came when a black police officer, a black Capitol police officer, shooting an unarmed white woman. Can you but imagine if the roles were reversed? Can you imagine how that would have played out? Now, was January 6th a giant setup, an entrapment scheme by the FBI to blame Trump supporters and other innocents? We've heard how the many unindicted co-conspirators on legal documents were likely undercover FBI agents attempting to entrap then arrest innocent protesters wandering through the Capitol that afternoon. Surely the FBI wouldn't do that now, would they? Actually, they have a long history of doing that. Richard Jewell, he was falsely accused by the FBI of bombing the Olympic Park in Atlanta in 1996. They entrapped General Michael Flynn, destroying his life through a multi-year legal battle. Of the 12 of the 18 supposed would-be kidnappers of Michigan Governor Whitmer, they were FBI informants. And there's Spygate, a fabricated tale woven by the Clinton campaign, FBI, DOJ, to seditiously undermine a presidential election and subsequent administration. And then there's their botched investigation over, the sexual abuse of the Olympic gymnasts. Abusing young women was an unimportant for the matter for the FBI, yet they sent 15 special agents lickety-split to investigate a garage door handle in NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace's garage that supposedly looked like a noose. It's sort of the trends are there. Now back to the J6 rally. Anybody with half a brain could see that was another FBI entrapment scheme to justify more arrests and more prisoners in solitary confinement awaiting trial for walking benignly through the U.S. Capitol. Social media was full of warnings to stay away from the trap. Even Trump warned that it was a setup. And as usual, Trump was right. The Daily Mail reported protesters outnumbered by police as just a handful of demonstrators turned up. That is never, ever a good circumstance when your whole thing is a setup. Never. One of the only a few arrests was a comical scene of feds dressed like Star Wars stormtroopers arresting one of their own, who was also an undercover cop. And then there's the pièce de résistance, the photo making the rounds on social media and the subject of endless memes featuring a half dozen 30-something men, tall, lean, muscular, with matching watches and sunglasses, hiding watchful eyes where their Bermuda shorts hides their guns. They're trying to look like MAGA protesters when their dress is more suited for a group Sunday brunch in Brooklyn or a Abercrombie and Fitch catalog photo shoot. One note to take into consideration here is they were all maskless, and I wonder if Mr. Ouchie Fauci is going to be asked to comment on this, as he recently warned against large outdoor gatherings and COVID transmission. The only thing missing was AOC with her tax-the-rich costume to complete the staged and contrived event. And rather than entrapping some poor souls coming out to support the Constitution of the Republic, the FBI stepped in it. And it won't be long until some enterprising internet sleuths identify the undercover feds, confirming which agency they actually work for, likely the FBI, based on their track record of infiltration and entrapment. Should the FBI change their motto from fidelity, bravery, and integrity to false, bogus indictments? Maybe something like that. But it turns out they threw an insurrection party last weekend and nobody showed up, except their own agents. Maybe they were being paid time and a half for their weekend work. I don't know. Oh, goodness. Yep. Interesting times we live in. But keep your eyes open. And understand that the only difference between us and the passengers of Flight 93 is that we do have to make a decision based upon real truth, just not as quickly as they did it. But we should be doing it as quickly as they did it. And we'll be back in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.